I was having either breakfast or lunch with the governor in the mansion, and he said, I got to send somebody to get my reading glasses. And I said, Governor, what if you were in the first grade or kindergarten trying to learn to read and you couldn't send somebody to get your glasses? What if you didn't even know you couldn't see? And he said, you know, that's a problem, isn't it? And I said, yeah, a bigger problem than you even know about. I've been seeing these kids for years that get to the 6th and 7th and 8th grades and they have amblyopia, lazy eye, and it was missed along the way in those little screening tests that they have. Even in the pediatrician's office, I think generally they read a chart at 20 feet. 80% of what a child learns comes through vision. 80%. We spend millions of dollars on early intervention. The governor, this governor, Easley, and Governor Hunt spent millions of dollars, and I supported all of those issues to improve early childhood education. If 80% of what you learn comes through vision, why would you not want every child to have an opportunity to have a level playing field? Governor Hunt and Governor Easley both have used that term over the years, a level playing field, so that every child has an opportunity to get a good education. They say that with the screening, you catch most of them. Why would you not want to catch them all? And most of this money goes for administering the program anyway. I don't know of any doctor who is going to not examine a child, whether they have money or not. Most of them are covered under Medicaid or some kind of an insurance program. But nobody is going to turn a child down. If they do, all they have to do is come to my office. I've been seeing children over the years and giving them eyeglasses over the years when rather than let any child go to class without glasses. You know, I've been blessed in a lot of ways, and I've done that hundreds of times over the years. I can't imagine anyone turning a child away. So this is not something for optometrists or ophthalmologists, and this is not something against pediatricians. This is to give every child an opportunity to do well in school. The name of the program is the Governor's Vision Care Program. The governor was going to put it in his budget. He called me late in the session and said, we never could determine how much money would be needed, so I didn't get it in my budget. You make sure it gets in your budget. And I said, Governor, I'm going to catch some grief for that. He said, put it in there. It'll be fine. Now, we had that conversation, and that's not Jim Black's program. But I do firmly believe that you're not going to give every child an equal opportunity for a good education if you don't make sure that they can see. You can have vision in one eye that's perfect. The other eye, called a lazy eye or amblyopia, and that can just slip through every screening process that you're going to have out there, and they do all the time. It's said many times that 3% of those kids slip through the screening process. It's probably 8% of those kids that slip through. Why would you want that to happen with any child?